It's Monday, the 26th of January, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. And today I'm going to be recording another blog about my experiences with amateur dramatics. So it's going to be hashtagged as AmDram, so that people who are interested can find it, or people who are not interested can skip over it. I'm looking back over the last 2 weeks, because we've just finished the run of pantomime. I've been appearing in Aladdin at Knutsford Little Theatre, playing the part of PC Pong, one half of the Comedy Police double act. And over the last 2 weeks, we've done 10 shows. 10 shows in 2 weeks. So first week we did Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, Sunday lunchtime, Sunday afternoon. 6 shows in the first week. Then a short break, and then this last week we did Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. So that's our 10 shows. Obviously, a lot of afternoon shows so that the kids can come in, because obviously pantomime is really, really aimed at kids. It's great because it's often young kids' first experience of the theatre. And in that way, it feels really good to be able to perform in front of these kids. My family all came to the Sunday lunchtime show, along with some friends as well, including one of my friends and her son, and it was her son's first pantomime experience. So actually performing in her son's first pantomime felt pretty special. That was lovely. The run went well. It's really interesting. You spend a lot of time rehearsing, but there's something about the actual performances when you really start to gel together as a team. And I think it's because, you know, normally during rehearsals, you're either on stage working on stuff or you're sat out, and we tend to sit in the auditorium at the theatre when we're rehearsing. So, you know, I'll be there looking at my phone or whatever, and, you know, you don't really get to chat because the people who are on stage are working. So there isn't any sort of, there is some social interaction, but it's not a lot. But then when you go into show week, obviously you're all together in a dressing room, and there's much more social interaction. So, you know, we had some fun, we had some laughs, we had a bit of a biscuit bake-off thing going. And the first week, one of the guys in the show brought in his homemade biscuits, and so in the second week one of the other ladies brought in her biscuits, and I did my mother's completely foolproof cranberry and chocolate biscuits, which seemed to go down very well. So we had a good supply of cookies in the dressing room, and it was great fun. And the weirdest thing for me was, normally my previous experiences of being on stage have been, I don't tend to get nervous until I'm stood on the side of the stage waiting for my cue. And quite often, particularly if you're doing plays, there's not that many people involved in a play, and I will quite often be stood on the stage on my own waiting for my cue. And that's when I get nervous, and I'll feel it in my stomach, and I'll feel a little bit, yeah. But then I'll step out on stage and deliver my first line, and it will be fine. And pantomime, I didn't get nervous at all. I would stand in the wings and be ready to go and just want to get out there and want to join in. Possibly part of that is because I was very much working as part of a double act, so I had another actress who I was with all the time, and we were standing together and just checking each other were okay, and so there was very much a stronger sense of teamwork there. But I think as well, because it's a big cast in pantomime, there's also lots of backstage crew. We had more people backstage than normal because there was a lot of scenery and props that needed to be moved around. So there were people around all the time. And it was just really friendly and really supportive. Everyone had each other's backs, and we just kind of knew, you know, if somebody dries up or forgets a line or whatever, the rest of us will just pull round and work around it. And that's what we did. And, you know, to be honest, it was a good run. We didn't have any major issues. We had a few times where people missed the odd line, but nothing that was significant, nothing that the audience would have noticed, certainly. And it all just kept going, and it all just came together brilliantly. And it was such fun. And, you know, I was very, very sad on Saturday night when we did the final show. And that was like, oh no, that's it. And almost more sad, I guess, was the fact that how quickly the breakdown of the set began, because the theatre is actually being loaned out to another company this week. And so they had to get the stage clear so that the other company could come in and assemble their set. And so a lot of the disassembly, if that's a word, happened backstage whilst we were still doing the final show. You know, it come to the interval and they were dismantling several of the props that had been used in the first half. And the funniest thing was, there's obviously a tradition whereby the kids in the chorus, and we had maybe, I don't know, 10, 12 kids in the chorus. Traditionally, obviously, they're allowed to take home props that are no longer needed. And so after the final production, they're all being collected by their parents. And there were, you know, kids wandering around with comedy police handcuffs, pretend truncheons. There was one scene where the panda character had to be washed and then run through a mangle, and so we had this carpet panda that had to be used on stage at one point, and one of the girls in the chorus was wandering around with that rolled up under her arm. So it was a bit like a sort of a boot sale at the end where everything was up for grabs, which is nice. It's nice that the kids can get a little souvenir of what they were in. I came home with my own little souvenir. My character had to cry on stage a couple of times. And to add to the effect, I had a giant lacy handkerchief, which I would pull out of my sleeve and dab my eyes with and cry into. And the lady I acted with had actually embroidered an initial on that, so that it had an initial on it and looked more like a handkerchief. And so that was my souvenir. That's what I took home from the production, and that's sitting in my little case, in my drama case, so that when I next need it, when I'm next in something, I'll open my case and there will be my little hanky, or my big hanky, in fact. So yeah, I'm going to be a bit lovey and a bit gushy, I think, because it was a fabulous experience. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed going back to pantomime. Really enjoyed being part of a good team. Just the whole experience was fabulous. And so what traditionally happens now is what I tend to refer to as the post-production blues. And now, this week, I look ahead at this week and I go, well, there's no rehearsal. What am I going to do with myself? Now, for me, probably it means I'll get some blog posts written and do some of the other stuff that I try and cram into all my free time. But it can leave you feeling a little bit bereft and a little bit sad. I went back to the theatre after about a 10-year break, about this time last year. And coming out of that production, I had the most amazing post-production blues, simply because I just got involved with this theatre company. I didn't know if I'd get to do anything else. Desperately wanted to. And this time feels a little bit differently because I feel more involved. I feel like I have more friends there now. I feel like I know people better. I know that there's stuff I can do and that I can do usefully, even if I'm not appearing on stage. You know, I prompted for the production over the summer. I'm actually going back to the theatre on Friday this week because I volunteered to work on the bar for this other production that's coming in. So me and one of the other members of the group are going to be doing bar together, which should be really fun. We did bar together for a previous production and it worked really well, so I'm quite looking forward to that. So it's not quite the same situation, I think, because I can look forward and I can go, okay, right, well, there's bar this week. I'll offer to do bar again for the next production. There's a play read through at the end of next month. There might be another play that I'd like to audition for. You know, there's enough to look forward to that I don't feel as bereft as I did. But I still feel a little bit down because it is the end of something that was really good, great fun, and the breaking up of a team, I guess. So I'm about to run out of time. That's what it's been like to be in pantomime, and I will do more Amdram updates as I do more stuff, hopefully. But for now, bye for now. Thank you very much for listening.